one's over and a sinner wins again. It's always the sinners that win. I'll tell you what's good and what should be celebrated more. Tennis on the radio. Tennis commentary on the radio. It shouldn't work, of course. Let's hear me do it. He serves. Oh, he's in. And he gets it back. He whacks it back. He gets it back. Oh, drop shot. He gets it back. He's lobbed it. He's got it back. The other guy whacks it. He reaches it, gets it back into the net. He's lost it. It's very hard. It's very hard to describe it. Bring it to life. With that commentary, you'd switch off, wouldn't you? But these commentators are excellent on the BBC. You can truly picture what's happening. So much so that I had the choice during the championships of watching it on TV and listening to it on the radio. You know what I did? I chose the radio. It's like a book, isn't it? Somehow you can bring it to life in your own mind even better than the pictures. It was beautiful. So I listened to a couple of points and then I remembered the World Cup is on. And compared to the World Cup, tennis is rubbish, isn't it? It really is shit. Just one person serving and then whack. He gets it back and whack, he gets it back. Oh, he's got it back. It's a lob. Oh, he's got that back. Oh, it's into the net. Am I describing how rubbish it is? Oh, should women be paid the same as men? Yes, they should. Yeah, both women and men should be paid fuck all for tennis. The whole thing is utterly ridiculous. Whack, whack. It's not a job, is it? Job you should be paid for. It's a hobby at best. You know, televise this podcast. That's what I call proper entertainment. Whack!